Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of October 18th. I'm your guide and ally, Sheila Belanger. Well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are fully into autumn, the powerful season of deep transformation and change. A theme from the poem I'm going to read for you at the end of the podcast this week: may we manage to unite and move together. We have energies that are archetypal energies that are asking us to move forward now and implement the changes that have been cooking in us for a couple of months. We have a powerful full moon in the middle of the week that is really catalyzing us to clear, mature action. And we have an ongoing opportunity to transmute and transform the poisons of unconscious aggression and violence towards self and others, whether it's just in our minds or it's actually in our emotional actions or our physical actions. Fall, autumn, the deep time of transformation, of getting to the heart of the matter. A time to cut away some distractions and some fluff. Fluff is beautiful sometime, but not now when we're going into this deep time of autumn and transformation. So first we begin Monday, October 18th. Both the planets Jupiter and the planets Mercury go forward, seemingly, in their orbits this day. So it's a very auspicious and powerful synchrony, because both planets have a connection with archetypes of growth and expansion. Jupiter is the wise one in you, the teacher, the philosopher, the one seeking, the seeker, wanting to understand and learn and open your mind and get a better sense of purpose, or to teach and be a guide and bring your wisdom forward, your insights. Jupiter's in Aquarius right now, the zodiac sign of community, innovation, egalitarianism, and definitely doing it differently, going to the beat of your own drum. Now, Jupiter's been retrograde, seemingly moving backwards in its orbit for the past 4 months. And again, as I've said in many podcasts, retrograde motion symbolizes that the archetypal character in you is going inside. There's a reviewing, there's a looking inside, there's a chewing on stuff. And hopefully what happens is there's a harvest coming. Not a setup that you should have anything or should now be wise, but you've learned something in the last 4 months that have to do both with the Aquarius energy of your place in true community and how can you actually lean in and be an ally for the sake of more than just yourself, but the larger culture, the larger community, in whatever way that shows up, whether it is actual community, it's family, it's the larger global actions that are taking place for profound transformation right now. But also Jupiter went into Pisces earlier this year, just dipped its toes into a new sign. And Pisces is a profound, intuitive, compassionate, watery, fluid sign. And when Jupiter is in Pisces, the expansion is more on the intuitive, emotional, sensitive, empathetic level. Whereas Aquarius is very much a sign of the mind and bigger awarenesses, innovative transformation in the mind. So some of this retrograde motion in the last 4 months has invited you to let there be a greater union between your mind and your heart, or inform your innovative ideas about change for yourself or others or the world. Let it be anchored in the heart, anchored in your profound compassion for all the suffering in the world right now, not to be taken out by the pain and suffering, but to be informed by it and to change your mind, change your paradigms. The wounded side of Jupiter as an archetype in all of us is a profound dogmatism and a certainty about our truth being it. So hopefully there's been some review for all of us to let go of our certainty and to be willing to be informed by compassion about what do I believe now about my place in society and where we're going as a collective and how can we expand in a sacred way for the benefit of all humans, the earth, creatures, everyone and everything. And then there's also Mercury, the communicator, bridge maker archetype going forward. I forgot to say Jupiter is going forward on Monday at 22 degrees of Aquarius for those of you who work with the degree measurements. And again, I've always said if it doesn't make sense to you, don't worry about it. Mercury on Monday is going forward at 10 degrees of Libra. It's been retrograde for the last 3 weeks. It went retrograde on September 27th at 25 degrees of Libra. Libra is an air sign like Aquarius. The element of air has to do with our minds. Libra is about balancing, bringing things into right relationship, reciprocity, very much about relationships on all levels inside and out. So the big review with Mercury is what are the stories? What are the thoughts? What are the ideas? What are the ways I talk and think about relationships? And where am I out of balance? Especially with how I think and communicate. It's like upgrade your mind time. You know, it's like sort of wait, stop, change things out here. You need your next version of thinking, so to speak, coming in. And you might have found in the last 3 weeks a lot of thinking or energy going towards your primary relationships, whether they be partner, family, colleagues, community, you know, just or wrestling with ideas. And hopefully there's been some productive, I want to say, awarenesses, new stories that want to start being expressed. And again, Mercury moving forward and Jupiter moving forward at the beginning of this week. Okay, go forward now. What is it you got to say, especially around relationships and fairness and justice, whether it's personal, collective, both? And what new ideas and insights about belonging to larger community want to come forward in you now? Where do you want to take some action? That's part of it. That also goes with the full moon this week. So then on Wednesday, October 20th, the full moon is at 27 degrees of Aries at 7:57 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Adjust it for your own time zone. Now, doozy of a full moon. Full moons are always intense because we have the fullness of those luminaries in the sky. You know, there's nothing like a full moon at sunset, if any of you have seen that, where they're the brilliance of the sun setting in the west and the brilliance of the moon rising in the east, or vice versa, at sunrise, the sun rising and the moon setting in the west. And that balance between the lunar and solar energies within us. The sun is the hero, heroine, conscious self, deep sense of identity and purpose. Right now it's traveling in Libra, again, a sign that is asking us to be a hero and a heroine and someone who has purpose around fairness, justice, reciprocity, being willing to be engaged in relationships in a conscious way, balanced at the full moon with the moon, the great, beautiful full moon disc, the lunar energy in Aries. Very different energy as a sign than Libra. Aries is about being true to oneself, being independent, being a solo agent, having courage to go, to do it, just get on with it. Many of you have heard me say, one of my favorite sayings for Aries is ready, fire, aim. Okay, comes from an astrologer colleague. I'm sorry, whoever you are about, I bless you. I can't remember your name right now. But there's an impulsivity with Aries that is sometimes really difficult because it's thoughtless and it runs over and it's very selfish and pushy and driving. Like, get out of my way, I got to go here. But in its healthy expression, it's very courageous. It's an advocate. It says, come on, let's just get on with it, people. Okay. Now, Aries full moon in Libra means... full moon in Aries means the sun's in Libra, the moon's in Aries. The balance in those two signs is self and other. And what is that harmonious, respectful engagement where I'm true to my own individual needs and I am not forgetting about what others need? And that when I make an individual action, how does it impact others? And can I be aware and mature and responsible so that both can be balanced? Now, where the doozy comes in is this full moon has a dynamic encounter with two other planets in the solar system, Mars and Pluto. Mars is in Libra also right now, so it's next to the moon at the full moon. It's opposite the sun. Mars, the warrior, warrior's advocate. This is the one that says get on with it, okay, as a character in us. And again, healthy Mars has courage, stands up, goes for it, says, I'll do this. Unhealthy Mars is unconscious violence and aggression, pissed offness, resentful. I will destroy because I'm pissed off and I've been threatened. Now, this is really difficult when Mars has been traveling in Libra, which gives it a little bit more mellowness. It's been in Libra for about the last month, went into Libra in mid-September. And one of the challenges of this time, the last month, has been watch where you get pissed off in your relationships and be honest. Is there what was underneath the anger? Don't just attack. Don't just dismiss. Don't just demonize and get rid of them and, you know, be aggressive in terms of getting rid of somebody. But really, what is underneath the anger? How do you get balance again? What are you really angry about? And how do you have the courage to bring balance into your own heart? Much bigger picture, okay, that you unite inside yourself so that you can unite with others. So the full moon with the moon next to Mars is a very highly emotional full moon. And you want to really pay attention this week to anger and resentment and try not to get unconsciously hooked by it and held hostage by it. But have the courage to be honest and say, what's really going on here? Which brings in the other character with this full moon, Pluto. So Pluto right now is in Capricorn. This full moon, the sun and moon opposite each other in heavens, squares or is 90 degrees away in this heavens from Pluto, the great transformational archetype. Pluto is mythically the deity of the underworld, the god-goddess of hell, of deep systemic transformation, of transmuting poisons, of death and rebirth, of regenerative change. Pluto right now is in Capricorn, where it's been since 2008. We've talked a lot about this, and Capricorn is an earth sign that has to do with our structures, our rules, our form, our identities of responsibility and leadership. So there's been a deep systemic death process for all our old systems. You don't need an astrologer to tell you that you can feel it. And yet, what Pluto's really asking us for is to lance the poison, to transmute the poisons, where we have been creating structures and authority systems that are violent, that are toxic, that are unjust, and that are genocidal, white supremacy, colonial mindset. A slow systemic transmutation of that has been going on. And this full moon just activates that even more to say, okay, this balance between Aries and Libra, self and other, it's not just about your personal life, not just about your own inner life and being in relationship with yourself or your immediate beloveds or your community. It's about the world. And where do we need to systemically change and transmute the poisons of violence, Mars square Pluto, which comes exact at the end of the week. And this full moon lining it up for us to say it's everywhere in our lives, in our relationships. Now, whether you actively engage and engaged with anti-racism or anti-colonial work, you can be or not. The main thing is archetypally lean in and recognize in this great dismantling, in this time of great turning, as Joanna Macy would say, the great unraveling, so many words for it, what is at the heart of it is the death of the old paradigms that are toxic and do not allow us to unite and really get the much bigger picture of our place in the universe, our place of the mystery and the miracle of life, and that we are not alone, that we cannot be alone in this journey together. You know, it's there that it, like this full moon, just rips away the foolishness and really stupidity of our very limited ego-centric, it's all about me, and saying it is such a bigger world we live in and we swim in, and how do we lean in and bring deep reciprocity and love for the highest good everywhere we can in a conscious way. That's a great gift of this full moon. Then finally, towards the end of the week, on Thursday, October 21st, Mars is exactly squaring Pluto at 24 degrees of Libra Capricorn. So here we have the exact energy of these archetypes, both of them potent agents of transformation. Whenever Mars and Pluto have a strong cycle, it's like heads up, people. Okay, it's a little bit of a red alert without getting you into any fear, because Mars is an agent of deep transformation in the ego level or the middle world, everyday life. Okay, this is going on. We have to take action and go forward and do something. Pluto is a profound change agent on an inner soul level, on a mysterious transformational level, and a big collective regenerative level. And it says the old systems are done. They're dead. They're toxic. They're poisonous. Stop it. And so in this week, as much as you can, be conscious of how do I carry these archetypal energies with awareness and love? Because it's easy to go unconscious if you're in trauma or you're wounded, to get very reactive and to attack yourself or others. So as much as you can, whatever spiritual practices work for you, meditation, prayer, time in nature, really slowing down, can you align with this profound vision of the bigness of our life and this incredible miracle of transformation that we're living in right now? That is the great gift of this week. So a poem to honor the archetypal energies of the week and your journey with them is called Blackbirds by Julie Cadwalader Staub. Blackbirds. I'm 52 years old and have spent truly the better part of my life out of doors. But yesterday, I heard a new sound above my head, a rustling, ruffling quietness in the spring air. And when I turned my face upward, I saw a flock of blackbirds rounding a curve I didn't know was there. And the sound was simply all those wings, just feathers against air, against gravity, and such a beautiful winning, the whole flock taking a long, wide turn as if of one body and one mind. How do they do that? Oh, if we lived only in human society with its cruelty and fear, its apathy and exhaustion, what a puny existence that would be. But instead, we live and move and have our being here, in this curving and soaring world, so that when, every now and then, mercy and tenderness triumph in our lives, and when, even more rarely, we manage to unite and move together toward a common good, we can think to ourselves, ah, yes, this is how it's meant to be. So, dear ones, this week, may you have opportunities to unite and move together within yourself and within the world. So thank you for traveling with me in these words of support and hopefully some insight for you. Because remember, you are not crazy. You are astrologically sensitive. Yes. And as always, a huge bow of gratitude for those of you supporting the podcast, whether you make a donation on the website, whether you tell others about it, you give me a 5-star review rating, you just take it into your heart and let the archetypes live with you for the week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a reminder of resources that I have for you, if you go to the astrologyalchemy.com website, you can find in the resources I have an upcoming series for female leaders of extraordinary mindset leadership work. The next one coming up is October 30th. Align with your true north. In that, we'll work with the true north of your mature, generative inner leader through guided meditation and insights. And also there's 2 astrology courses, one on Mercury as an ally, upgrade your mind for these challenging crossroads times, and the Saturn Uranus, learning to surf through these crazy times. So go check it out in the resources at astrologyalchemy.com. Take good care. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.